Hey, awesome people. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about landmarks and helping us actually reach our true potential as dyslexics. And I've got a great story you're going to love. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the podcast for today. We're going to dive into this, but before we do, I just want to talk about why I go over things in different ways. So I talk a lot about different ways of goal setting, change, the way our minds work. And sometimes the topic is very similar to a previous topic. And you may go, why is he talking about this again? Now, there is a reason. Now, I know with dyslexics, if we think we already know something, we struggle to listen to it. We kind of just go, I know that. Get to the point. That's what goes through our brain. It's very common. But what happens is we have this intellectual knowledge in our brains of it, but it doesn't mean we ever enact it. We're very, very good at it. And I'll tell you, like sitting on Sunday with my dad and my partner, they created, just sitting around a coffee table in their brains, they created a business. They could have fought for the business, the idea and everything, all in their heads. And they just chatted about it. They had bought and remodeled the house we rent. They had done a bunch of things in their heads. And I was just sitting there kind of smiling because I know my dad's dyslexic and I'm not sure about my partner, but you know, she's definitely on the visual scale. And I was just cracking up because I kind of knew what they were doing. I knew nothing would ever happen, but I knew what they were doing. And this happens to us all the time, is that we can create all this stuff, but we never do it. So the reason I repeat things in different ways or adding in slightly different flavors or stories is the more you hear it in different perspectives, you start to embed it further in who you are and what you do in the real world. The more you listen to it, and different stories will click for different people. Some people may hear a story and go, click, I've done that. I've had that experience. Wow, that's really awakening. And they may make actual change in life. And that's what we're trying to do. That's the purpose of this, is to how do we actually change not just our brains, but the reality that we create. So today, what I want to talk about is touching back on goal setting, because I've been listening to a really good book called Clockwork by Mike, and then he's got a Jewish name starting with M, Malkowski, I want to say. But it's a really good book. And it's for business owners who want to systemize and automate their business. And that's something I'm really pro. A big part of my personal life goals is giving myself time to do what I want when I want. It gives me time to come up with these podcasts and do it for you guys, because I've built a business that's relatively clockwork. It does involve a bit of work, but it's not remarkably time-taking. So what I wanted to talk about that he mentioned was this concept of landmarks. So if you think of a landmark as something on a map, it's something that's kind of like a directional point. If people use it to talk about other places around it, oh, it's near Alcatraz, or it's near the Eiffel Tower, or wherever you are in the world. And what he talked about was in our lives and in our goals and our directions of business, maybe it's our career, relationships, we have to have landmarks to move towards. And I thought landmarks was a brilliant metaphor. You know, if you don't have a landmark that you're moving towards, you just end up going off path or off track. And he used a great story of a study that was done in Germany. And they put these people in the Sahara Desert and they asked them to walk in a straight line for 2 to 3 hours. Just walk in a straight line. And they did it in different weather conditions. They did it at night when the moon was out. They did it when it was remarkably cloudy. They tried a bunch of different things to see how humans work. And what they found out is that if it was at night and the moon was clear, people were very accurate in walking in a straight line in comparison to if it was cloudy. And the reason being is the moon acted as a landmark. You know, they could move towards the moon, which kept them going relatively straight. If it was cloudy and there was no landmarks, no obvious landmarks around, it was just sand, as you can imagine, the Sahara Desert, people naturally walked in a circle. You know, have you ever heard the term going, it feels like I'm going around in circles? You know, it's the natural way we are. What they found is that we all have a bias either to left or right. And naturally, if you don't have a landmark, you end up going left, 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 even if it's ever so slightly. And that's what ends up taking you around in a correct circle. And they found it was so common. They didn't find, from what I can tell, they didn't find anyone that could walk straight without a landmark. So what it, you know, it's kind of what I've been looking for, and I've talked about it as instead of setting goals, set directions. But landmarks is a much better term. You know, how set a landmark that you're moving towards, that you don't even have to know how you're going to get to the Eiffel Tower, for example, but you have to know that the Eiffel Tower is the landmark you're going towards, and help yourself actually make the little adjustments, the changes as you move towards it. Because with dyslexia, one of the things we don't always do is set landmarks or directions. We don't actually set them. We think about them a lot. We think about a lot of things, but then we change them so regularly that we never get enough momentum or movement to actually get us even close. And other times we'll get 80% of the way there, and then we'll change the landmark instead of going through the challenges and the pains that sometimes occur. But if the landmark is strong enough in your head, you know, you really, really desperately want to go to the Tower of London or to the New York Empire States Building, if that's so built into you, as the landmark that you are going towards, everything else kind of comes together. Our brains are very great. They're great at solving the day-to-day challenges, beyond the confusion and the anxiety we sometimes suffer. You know, we are problem solvers. We look outside the box. But again, solving the most immediate problem or challenge without a landmark that you're moving towards, it kind of means we are going around in circles. We're solving all these little problems, and we think we're making progress towards something. And sometimes we do by default or by luck, but we never really get to that landmark because it changes, or it's not there in the first place. And that's what I've noticed this year. Like, we're coming up on 6 months into the year, or 5 months, and I set some landmarks early on in the year, and they've adjusted slightly but been very, very similar. And I'm just looking back at the progress or the momentum, and they're being achieved. I'm kicking goals. I'm getting moving towards them. Have I reached my Eiffel Towers yet? In some of them, yes, I have. In others, I'm still on my way. It's a longer journey, but I know where I'm going. And I think that is the thing we don't take enough time with. So, like, my suggestion after this podcast, if you can make some time to be with yourself, put some music on. If you're on Spotify, look for some meditation music, something that just adds a backing track. If you can get some good meditation music, I love that for thinking. Chuck that on some headphones, and just take some time to think about your directions. No other worries in the world. Make yourself a cup of coffee if you want, and just think about what is the direction you want, and make sure you take that time to think. And actually think with purpose. You know, it's so easy for us to not think with purpose and to just get lost in our thoughts. Our brains, I was thinking about this, our brains are like YouTube. You can get lost on YouTube for hours. We can get lost in our brains for hours. And you come out the other end going, what was I even doing? What was I even thinking about? So make sure you've got that direction or that purpose for what you're thinking about. But really say, what are my landmarks? You know, not my goals, but what are my landmarks? Where am I moving towards? You know, what does it look like? What does it visually really represent? Because otherwise, you're going to continue to walk around in circles. And in a year's time, you'll look at your life and you'll go, my life is, and I found this, my life is so different to what it was last year. And, you know, I kind of have always put it down to serendipity, or just that's the way the world works. But it's just because I haven't had a landmark. You know, it's become something. Not bad, but different. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of fun, but it's not really where I was going. I'm kind of still in the same position going around in circles. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that. I found that story really absolutely awesome. So, have a fantastic day. Hope you're going awesome, everybody. And I will be back tomorrow.